girl's childhood. You go to school and learn there are places you can't take your mother. You're surprised but complacent. You grow able to play nearby without interrupting, though you don't yet answer questions put right to you or know how to ask for help when it is needed. When your parents rumble, you know to hide in your room, scripting pain-free lives for a host of happy animals. A friend who won't play your way is banished forever. What you don't know yet, alive in your absorbing minute, is the distinction between sometimes and never, or that who's wrong shifts as does that bright flag waving in the wind. School floods, and first grade is delayed a week while your third grade brother gets to go. You're cranky and aimless till one afternoon you run away, crying at the gate that you're the stupidest one in your crazy family. You return, lured by cookies, but still carrying the stupid belief. Drawing, your mouth pulls into an O, your focus the center of a cyclone. Fighting with your brother, you can't quit first. When your father yells, you bellow back, "I hate you! Go away!" When he strikes, you cry together, though he doesn't know his remorse cannot erase the marks. What you haven't learned is how to defend against what turns you from that center. Nothing is healing yet. The static is dense. What you know is the beloved mother fails you. Though you can't quite admit it yet, asking her to hold your art, stroking her cheek in the evening. In time, you will hate her. When forgiveness comes, you will be relieved, but still unforgetting.